भगवद्गीता 7.17, तेषां ज्ञानीनित्ययुक्ता एकभक्तिर्विशिष्यते प्रियो हि ज्ञानिनोऽत्यर्थम् अहं स च मम प्रियः. तेषां, कृष्ण इज रेफरिंग हियर टू द फोर कैटेगरीज ऑफ पीपल हुम ही मेंशन इन द प्रीवियस वर्स 7.16. दिस फोर कैटेगरीज आर आर्थो जिज्ञासुर, अर्थार्थी एंड ज्ञानी. रिस्पेक्टिवली दीज आर द डिस्ट्रेस्ड, द वेल सीकर्स, द इनक्विजिटिव एंड द नॉलेजेबल. सो कृष्णा सेज इन दिस वर्स, तेषां अमंग दीज फोर कैटेगरीज ऑफ पीपल ज्ञानी विशिष्यते. द ज्ञानी इज स्पेशल. Now, what is the kind of jnani that Krishna is referring to? He gives two characteristics of this jnani. Nityayukta ekabhaktir. Nityayukta is constantly engaged, constantly harmonized. The word yukta is a variant of yoga. And so it indicates one who is constantly engaged in yoga. Ek bhaktir, and the person is engaged in singular devotion, one-pointed devotion, undistracted devotion. And what is the nature of the relationship of the two? Of this jnani with Krishna. So what is special? Krishna says vishishyate, they are special. Krishna has used the word vishishyate earlier also in comparison several times. So after telling about in 6.8 about how the yogi looks equally at things, samaloshtrashmakanchina, then the further advanced yogi looks equally at people. सुहृन् मित्रार्योदासीन मध्यस्थद्वेष बंधुषु साधुष्वपि च पापेषु समबुद्धिर्विशिष्यते. सो समबुद्धिर्विशिष्यते, सो वन हू कैन सी नॉट जस्ट थिंग्स इक्वली बट ऑल्सो पीपल इक्वली इज बेटर, इज सुपीरियर, इज हायर, विशिष्यते. सो कृष्णा हैज यूज्ड द वर्ड विशिष्यते इन द कंपैरेटिव सेंस देयर. एंड ही हैज यूज्ड अगेन prior to that also in 3.7, yasto indriyani manasa niyamya arabhate arjuna karmendriyai karma yogam asaktah savishishyate. So here Krishna is comparing the engaged householder who regulates senses and engages in karma yoga with the hypocritical renunciate, the pretending renunciate who dwells on sense objects, who is a mithyachari. So as compared to that, Krishna says the karma yogi is vishishyate, is better. Now, so similarly Krishna is saying vishishyate, the jnani is better than the other categories of people. So the jnani is ek bhaktir and nityayukta. And then Krishna says that he has an intimate relationship with the jnani, who is practically a bhakta. And essentially such a jnani is a person who through the process of jnana has come to the level of bhakti. So the jnani refers to a person who understands that who has jnana in terms of knowing the ephemerality of matter and the eternality of spirit. And thus the jnani turns away from matter and turns towards spirit. And in spirit, the jnani focuses on the supreme personal spiritual reality, that is Krishna. So, priyo hi jnanino atyartham. Priyo hi certainly is dear, I am dear. Atyartham jnanino, for the jnani, atyartham. And the supremely valuable thing for him, artha is value or meaning or purpose. So I am the highest purpose, I impart the deepest meaning. I am the supreme value.
It's aham, my mark.
Sache mama priyaha. And aham. So I am very valuable. I am very dear to this jnani. Sache mama priyaha. And this jnani is very dear to me. So Krishna here talks about a very intimate relationship between himself and the jnani, wherein he states that he is dear to the jnani and the jnani is dear to him. Krishna talks in a similar vein of an intimate relationship with respect to his devotees in 9.29. Samoham sarvabhuteshu nadveshosti na priyaha ye bhajanti tumam bhaktya maite teshu chapyaham ye bhajanti tu mam bhaktya. Those who worship me with devotion, Krishna has used the word bhajanti, which he is using there in 9.29. He uses, as he used it here also in the previous verse, 7.6 in Chaturvidha, bhajante mam. So ye bhajanti tu mam bhaktya maite teshu chapyaham. So Krishna conveys a very endearing level of intimacy when he says, I am in them and they are in me. So it's akin to a very intimate union among lovers, where Krishna is saying that maite. It's not that just I am connected with them. Krishna says I am in them. So he refers to how he is present in the heart of the devotees. Teshu chapyaham, and they are in me. So this is this verse 7.17 talks about something similar, when it states how priyo hi gyanino atyartham aham sache mama priyaha. The jnani is very dear to me. I am very dear to the jnani. The jnani is very dear to me. So now normally we think of Krishna as Bhakta Vatsal. He is very merciful and loving to his devotees. Now of course some places it is also said that Krishna is Krupana Vatsal. The 7th canto 9th chapter, when Prahlad Maharaj offers prayers to the Supreme Lord, it is said that he is Krupana Vatsal, or we may say that he says Deena Bandhu. So he is merciful to the miserly also. Krupana Vatsal, Deena Bandhu. He is the friend of the fallen. So now it's rare to see Krishna saying that I am the lover of the jnanis. Bhakta Vatsal, we say jnani Vatsal, we don't see. So it is not that Krishna dislikes jnanis. In fact, in the Uddhava Gita, Krishna states to Arjuna that bhakti is the best method for liberation. But if bhakti cannot be practiced for some reason, then jnana is a commendable second option, because jnana also leads to disentanglement from this world. So Krishna does give due respect to jnana in the Uddhava Gita. And here Krishna talks about jnana not so much as a whole process. He's not talking about jnana yoga and the pursuers of jnana yogi, of that path, who are jnana yogis. He's not talking about them over here. He's talking about those people who come to him through knowledge. And because they have already, because by their knowledge, they have understood the ephemerality of material things, how material things are temporary. So they approach him not with any tainted material desires, but with pure spiritual desires. They simply want to know God and love God. And thus, their devotion is selfless. So, nitya yukta eka bhakti. Because they do not desire anything other than Krishna, so they are nitya yukta. they're constantly engaged. They it's not that, because they're too obsessed with material things, so they do not get distracted if they don't get the material things. And their bhakti does not get interrupted. Their practice of yoga doesn't get interrupted because they're not obsessed with material things, which for gaining which they may leave Krishna, or the fear of losing which may cause them to leave Krishna, thinking that, oh, I have to protect these things. No, material things, neither the hope of gain nor the threat of loss can distract them. And eka bhaktir. Now, once they approach Krishna and start rendering bhakti to him, bhajante ma, as mentioned in the 16th verse, previous verse, so then they start realizing that Krishna is the highest spiritual principle, that there is no truth higher than Krishna. And thus, they start devoting themselves to Krishna, and thus they become elevated and they become eka bhaktir. They understand that there is no spiritual substance other than Krishna, that Krishna is the highest reality, and loving him and serving him is the most auspicious course of action for us. And thus they become devoted to Krishna. Now, such jnanis, Krishna says, that they are very dear to me and I am very dear to them. And generally, when we practice our bhakti, if we keep it founded on jnana, not in terms of the impersonal jnana of the impersonalists, but the jnana of the bhaktas, or jnana of the bhaktas in terms of the jnana that is anukul to bhakti, the jnana of Krishna's glory, the jnana of the sweetness of Krishna, then we feel for more inspired to devote ourselves to Krishna steadily and concentratedly. So, eka bhaktir and nitya yukta. Our bhakti, also these characteristics can come if we become jnani, not in the sense of becoming jnana yogis, not even in the sense of becoming jnana mishra bhaktas, but in terms of using the aishwarya and madhurya jnana of Krishna to not only remember Krishna, but also to increase our inspiration and motivation to connect with him and to remember him, because this jnana can remind us of his glory and thus inspire us to become more and more devoted to him. Thank you.